Hi, everyone. So first I'm going to present on our perinatal hepatitis C pilot program and some lessons we learned from this project. So just a little background, about 5% of infants born to hep C positive women develop chronic hepatitis C themselves. And in Philadelphia, we conducted a study looking at women who are hep C positive and giving birth in Philadelphia and discovered about 1% of births between 2011 and 2013 were two women who are hep C positive. That came out to be about 568 infants born to these women, and only 85% of the infants were, only 15% of the infants were appropriately tested for hepatitis C infection themselves. So we decided last January to launch a pilot project to try to improve testing rates amongst infants born to hep C positive women. We identified the cases we wanted to by matching our hepatitis registry, the women in there with mothers on the electronic birth records, and then rematching the children from the birth records back to the hepatitis registry. And this way we identified RNA-positive mothers who had given birth and their infants were between 18 months and 24 months of age with no record of hep C testing. We wanted to have them younger than 2 years so that we could recommend screening at the two-year well visit because they were already getting a blood draw for lead. So first, with these cases that we identified, we would call mothers and talk to them about perinatal hepatitis C and their prenatal care. We would recommend to them the testing for their children and send them a letter after our phone call with these recommendations that they could then bring to the pediatrician at the well visit. We also asked permission to directly speak to the pediatrician about the need for hepatitis C testing. We asked for consent, basically, to tell pediatrician of her hep C status. We would then call the provider directly and fax a similar letter. And after the two-year well visit, we would review our reported labs and proactively call provider to see if testing had been done. So we found 90 mother-child pairs through this process. We successfully contacted 59% of them. 30 were lost to follow-up, and the remainder were not in care of mother anymore, including in the care of child welfare services. Of the 51 we did contact, 20 of their children were successfully tested, and none were hep C positive, which was awesome. Just from our survey, most women, all but one, knew she was hep C positive, but very few of them were in care. About a third were in care for their own hep C, so that was concerning. All but two had been in prenatal care and had a discussion with their obstetricians about perinatal hepatitis C and the risks associated with it. But only two-thirds thought their pediatrician was aware of her own hep C status, and that was mostly from her telling the pediatrician. So some takeaways from this study, 40% of the infants were tested, which we aren't sure was only because of us, but we were pretty excited about. And we talked to mothers and got a lot of information from them and identified some gaps to address going forward. So this is a very transient population, so we decided that contact would need to be sooner than at 18 months. We also saw the need for improved communication between obstetricians and pediatricians and the increase for provider awareness for infant testing and mom's testing and prenatal care. There also needed to be a conversation with child services about the risk for their children in their services for being hepatitis C positive. And mom's care definitely is a place for improvement. So we've started a perinatal hepatitis C program beyond this pilot project, and we have decided that we're going to identify women as soon as possible in pregnancy if possible and begin outreach to get children tested, and then we're going to work on provider education as well. Thank you very much.